Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessing. Stay tuned for a pre-recorded interview with Susan Salganik and fantastic music as well. So stay with me. I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, Shabbat. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the office at 585-288-0670. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building.
Shalom Alechem, Hevenu Shalom Alechem, Hevenu Shalom, Shalom, Shalom Alechem. Shalom, Shalom, Yerushalayim, Shalom, Shalom, Yerushalayim, Shalom, Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shalu shalom Yerushalayim, shalu shalom, shalu shalom, shalu shalom, shalu shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
That, of course, was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. And this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Well, I'm really happy to bring you some more new music. I'm holding in my hand an extended play, an EP. It is from Paul Wilbur. It's brand new, off the press, hot off the press. It's called We Call Your Name. I've already played a couple of songs on the air from this collection. I've played The Battle Is Yours. I've played Jehovah Is Here. Let's try a song called We Call Your Name, which is also the title of the CD.
We call your name,
Again, that is from Paul Wilbur's newest collection. It's from an EP called We Call Your Name, and that featured his daughter-in-law, Shay Wilbur. You might remember that Joel Chernoff's daughter, Shay, married Paul Wilbur's son, Joel, and she is quite an amazing singer. Beautiful song. Thank you so much for listening today. And now let's hear about Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They've been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013 with state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment. They work to determine if they are what you need to get your life back. If you'd like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call today at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester, now located at 749 East Henrietta Road. Check them out online at ucccroc.com. And now, an oldie but goodie from the group Lamb, Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Tzidkenu, Adonai Yeshuatenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Tzidkenu, Adonai Yeshuatenu.
And while I'm taking a trip down memory lane, here's Barry and Baya Siegel with the song Hallelujah, written by Bruce Cohen.
Our hearts with power. your power. Make us new. Make us vessels, Lord, for you. Let the name of God be our strong tower. Song. Let the chains fall from our hearts in praise, in your praise, and through your Son and the victory that he won. Make us, Lord, to walk in your way.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. I know some of you are listening to this program from all over the world, but let me tell you about Rochester, New York. It could be 35 degrees one day. Oh, we're talking April, May. 35 degrees one day and 75 degrees the next day. So you just heard this commercial for Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, and you know, maybe by July you might need air conditioning. I'm not promising anything, but we never know what to expect here in Rochester. However, the Bible says we are to praise God and thank Him morning, noon, and night, just like it says in Psalm 30. So I'm not complaining. You know, I'm thanking God that at the moment it's not snowing. But let's praise him morning, noon, and night. Here's Debbie Chernoff with Psalm 30. Can I hear an amen?
I will exalt you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. I call to you, Lord, for help, and you heal me. I will rejoice in the morning, at noon, and the night, for you have shown mercy to me. So I will dance. You have shown mercy to me.
Again, that was Debbie Chernoff, and here's some information you may or may not know. The Messianic Rabbi in Philadelphia is David Chernoff. He is the rabbi of Congregation Beth Yeshua, and Debbie is his wife, and David Chernoff is the brother of Joel Chernoff. So now you know the whole family connection.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday morning. mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Stay tuned for a great interview with Susan Salganik. But in the meantime, here's Heart Cry of David with King of Glory.
Open up, you ancient doors.
That was a great song from Heart Cry of David. You know, last week I aired the interview with Mark Vitito, but I forgot he was part of a group, Hashir, and this next song is one that we do in worship. It's called God of All Our Days.
Yeah. Yeshua who saves. We offer our lives to you. We lay them down before you. We live our lives to praise you, God of all our days. And we are here to worship.
And now here's my interview with Susan Salganik. Susan Salganik Miller, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you.
It's so much fun to discover another believer. I love it.
Okay.
So tell me a little bit about how you were raised, Susan. Did you grow up in a typical Jewish home?
Well, I'm not sure what typical means, but...
Religious?
I was raised in Brooklyn, New York, in a Jewish family, but we were pretty secular. We did the holidays, but I didn't read the Bible. I never had a Bible. We were more cultural Jews, I guess you could say. And, you know, we did the Seder, but... We never read the Haggadah, that kind of thing. We lit the Hanukkah candles, but we didn't say prayers.
Oh, I gotcha. But you knew all about bagels.
Of course. I grew up in New York.
Oy vey. So tell me, how did a secular Jewish girl find out about Yeshua the Messiah?
It's a miracle.
Oy.
Really? I was always interested in God. And... even when I was 16, I saw a movie about Yeshua, and I called up my Catholic friend. I said, "This guy makes a lot of sense. Tell me more about him," because I knew nothing. And she said, well, she didn't really know that much either, which I thought was strange. You know, she knew from what she learned. But I was very curious about him, and I knew that somehow Christianity and Judaism were connected. I just didn't know how, and no one around me could tell me. So I was curious about God at a young age, and I was trained so much to not believe in Jesus, and when I was 6 years old, my father won a prize at a fair, and it was Jesus on the cross. I threw it on the floor, and I said, "He's not for me," and I walked off. So even though I was very secular, I already knew he was a Christian God, not for Jews. So I was searching and searching, and when I came to Atlanta as an adult, I had been searching all along. I tried Kabbalah. That didn't do it for me. I went to regular temples, but I didn't know the Hebrew. I didn't know any of the background. I couldn't really relate to it, even though it was my own religion. And so when I came to Atlanta, I was already close to 50 years old, in my late 40s. A friend, someone I cared for, a guy I was actually in love with at the time, told me about Beth Hillel. And I said, "What is that?" And he said, it's where Jews who believe in Jesus go. I said, "What? You're crazy. I'll never go."
Famous last words, huh?
Really. But I went, and it changed my life. I ended up going to a Bible study there on Tuesday night, not knowing what I was doing, it really, just exploring. He said to me, "Well, what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose?" He was from a Catholic background, and he had been there. And I thought, well, what do I have to lose? I'm searching. So I went there, and what I heard what in my mind were Christian terms, and I went running for the door, And the rabbi stopped me and said, come back. There's a Torah service on Friday night. And so my friend went with me Friday night. And when the rabbi did the altar call, I raised my hand automatically. I was ready. I knew nothing. I did it strictly out of faith, went up there and accepted him, and then studied the Bible. And it changed my life. That moment changed my life.
Susan, do you feel like you converted to another religion?
No, not at all. I was mistrustful, to be honest, the first few months, not knowing where I was in this whole thing, in this strange scheme of things that you could be Jewish and believe in him. To me, that was unbelievable, but it was believable because as the longer I stayed there and met with everyone in community and saw how they practiced in all these Jewish ways, and I learned more about Judaism than I ever knew before.
Oh man, I can so relate to that.
Well, yeah.
Susan, how did your extended Jewish family, your secular Jewish family, how do they feel about this new discovery about Jesus, the Jewish Messiah?
Well, my family is, as I said, is very secular. So are my cousins and my aunts and uncles. So my mother, it's a miracle, but my mother accepted Yeshua when she was 87.
Praise the Lord!
I know, and I didn't talk to her that much about it. She knew I was going to Beth Hillel. I had taken her there, so she saw it, and she happened to like the rabbi, Rabbi Robert Solomon. She liked him very much, and she would talk to him. And I think her caretakers had an influence over her. And she one day raised her hand, and that was it. She accepted him, and I kept saying to myself, but does she understand? Does she understand? I said, God, show me that she understands who he is. And 3 days later, she said to me, Susan, I saw a program about Jesus Christ on the TV, and that's Yeshua, right? And I knew God had answered my prayers, that she understood. But the rest of my family, they're not into any kind of religion at all. My brother, after his bar mitzvah, he forgot he was Jewish. And a lot of them are so secular. My cousins are more Jewish, but they don't know anything. And so they didn't really have a negative reaction, merely because they didn't know enough to have one, if that makes any sense.
It does, absolutely. I think you and I can both agree that Jesus made us kosher.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Absolutely. So, Susan, tell me, how did your life change after becoming a believer in Yeshua? How did your life change?
Well, I started reading the Bible. The rabbi put me with this woman who discipled me. She was a Messianic Jew. She is a Messianic Jew. And she taught me about the Bible, and reading that changed my life. And as we studied for a year and a half together every week, I realized that I wanted other Jewish people to know what I found out about having God in their life and the connection and having a relationship with God, that you could have a relationship with him. And so I decided I was a teacher anyway. I taught special children. I wanted to teach adults about how to teach others, Jewish people, how to show Jewish people that they could believe and still be Jewish. And so that became my ministry. And I started teaching at Beth Hillel. I started teaching courses and creating courses. And then it went from one thing to another. I love the arts. And so I wrote a screenplay about a Jewish woman. And then I just wrote a book that's out on Amazon, Touched by Truth, and about a Jewish woman and her experience when she accepts Yeshua, how it affects her life and those around her.
Let's talk about your book for a few moments, if you don't mind. Tell me, how did you come up with the plot, and tell me more about where people can buy it.
It's available on Amazon. It's called Touched by Truth. It has a cover of a woman looking at the sunset. I wrote the screenplay first, and to do the movie, and then God told me to write the novel and then improve the screenplay. So that's what I'm doing. And I took some of it is from my own life. Some of it is from people that I've known and pieces of people. And I just put the story together as a woman who was abuses. One in four women have been abused in some way. So the theme throughout the book is about abuse, different kinds of abuse. And how this woman comes to terms with her past and how she sees how it affected her relationships and how she finds God and how she goes to the Messianic synagogue and, you know, discovers a whole new life. And she discovers a person, a friend who's with her through thick and thin that she never knew existed before, you know, and how this changes her life and the people around her as well, and her family and her friends.
Sounds like it's about healing and redemption and
yes,
forgiveness. Oh, it sounds yes, so good.
It's about all those things.
Wow.
And about how having a connection with God, you know, is helps you with everything. He helps you with everything. And most of all, I wanted Jewish people to know that they could believe in him instead of falling into this trap where they just have these beliefs about what Messianic Judaism is versus the truth about it. So that's why it's called Touched by Truth. It's about telling the truth in all different ways in your life.
Mm. How does one promote a screenplay? How did this happen?
Well, I was always interested in film, and I went to courses. I took courses on writing a screenplay and joined groups and tried to promote it, but it wasn't the right time. Timing is everything. That's what I found out. And so God told me to write the book. I never intended to write a novel. Then I had to learn how to write a novel. And the novel is actually helping me to be a better screenwriter. And so I added things in the book that now I have to change and put into the screenplay. And I hope that the ministry will promote films and novels especially for Jewish people to see that, you know, what a wonderful thing it is to have God in their life and who God is.
Amen. Well, that leads me to my next question. You've started a media ministry. Tell us all about that.
Well, it's called Tell My People. It's a Messianic media ministry. And you can find it on tellmypeopleproductions.com. And ACT, which is over me, it's a ministry that sponsors other ministries. It's the 501c over me, Artists and Christian Testimony. They sponsor me. And I'm trying to promote films and books because, frankly, there are no films, really, other than what Michael Wolff wrote, Sound of the Spirit. Other than that, there are no films about Jewish people believing in Yeshua. And none, really, other than his. And so I want more films to come out about that. And I want more books. And novels are a way to tell a story where people can relate to a story and also get information at the same time. And I'm hoping other writers will jump on board with all of this. And because I have plans for a new novel, and I hope to promote this into a full-fledged, you know, feature film, and go from there. And eventually I'm getting to, you know, I'll be old, and I want someone else to eventually take it over down the road.
This is really exciting. And as someone who's been involved in writing a few projects and acting here and there, I'm listening very carefully and very interested. Wow, that is amazing. So, like, when you were young, did you say to yourself, when I grow up, I'm going to write books and start a media ministry?
No, I had no idea. I always loved the arts. I was in drama and on plays and stuff, and I did write a little bit, but I worked with special children. That's where my heart was. And I had no idea about any of this. This just evolved as time went on.
Mm.
Yeah. surprise.
So if there are people listening when, you know, when this does air, then people listen to the program and they're going to think, well, gee, I'd like to support Susan's ministry. I'd like to come alongside her, or I have ideas for books and screenplays. How should people contact you?
You can contact me at tellmypeople123@gmail.com.
I love it. Tellmypeople123@gmail.com. It's very easy to remember.
Yes, and go, and also you can donate if you want to be a sponsor to help financial backing. So, because I couldn't do it without my sponsors, you can just get on. Go to tellmypeopleproductions.com, and there's a button to donate. And it'll bring you to the next, to the website where you can contribute.
You know, I feel like this is a little known secret that I'm telling the world. How long have you been around? Because I feel like I've just discovered you, and I'm just wondering.
It's new. I did my fundraiser in September 2019, and but I haven't really promoted it. I was busy getting married. I got married for the first time in my life at 68, and
Mazel tov!
Thank you. And so he's also a Messianic Jew and involved in a music ministry. And so I was so busy with all of that, my personal stuff, and then trying to publish the book took a while. And so I'm just starting now to raise up the ministry.
Wow. Well, listen, I can't let that go, what you just said, because I am a person who is really interested in relationships and romance, and I have to ask, you know, a little bit about how this happened, and I want you to speak to the people listening out there who are still hoping and waiting for Mr. Right or Miss Right, because obviously, you know, God's timetable is not always our timetable, and so you got to tell me about how this all happened for you.
He was someone I knew as an acquaintance in my Messianic synagogue, and he was also a Messianic Jew, and he was married, and I was single and went through different relationships and never had been married, and you know, the timing wasn't right. The timing wasn't right. We only knew each other slightly. Then he went through a divorce, and he was also dating someone, and it didn't work out. And then I was engaged, and that didn't work out.
Oy.
And so, you know, we and then we were just friends. We got to know each other a little better as friends. And then he started asking me out, and then we started dating, and it went from there. But it all took a while. It all took a while. And then we got married last August in the middle of the pandemic.
Aww.
And, and so it was, the funny thing is I had put my prayer clause. I have a prayer clause that I put in there. I want to date a Messianic Jewish man, because I had never really been with anyone, a Messianic Jew. And there he was. It was just, it had to be the right time. And so what I would say is timing is very important, and you have to be ready for things. I wasn't ready before. I'm a late bloomer in every way.
Aw, I have so many friends, you know, in their 30s and 40s, and even one beautiful young lady I know who's going to turning 50 soon, and I know they're just so disappointed that it hasn't happened yet, and you're the second person I've talked to on this program that got married for the first time in their 60s, and I think it's really exciting, and it must have been quite an adjustment also. I mean, you're used to being on your own for all those years.
Well, you know what? It wasn't as much of an adjustment as I thought. It's been pretty natural and wonderful. And I guess if you get with the right person, if you're willing to wait and you know it's the right person, then that makes all the difference. People used to tell me this. I never really understood until now. And I would just say, you know, just be patient, pray, and seek opportunities. But know that if you want this, pray to God. God will give you your heart's desire if you're faithful to Him. That's what I think.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there's some of that storyline in your book then, right?
Yeah, and the next book is about a married woman. So I'm going along with my life.
Aw, that is so exciting. I'm really happy for you. And, you know, it's an encouragement to all of us who are in our 60s, you know, that, you know, maybe there's a dream that God's put on your heart and it just hasn't happened yet. And, you know, people are living a lot longer these days. And I would just say the best is yet to come.
That's right. And don't tell yourself that it'll never happen, you know, because it sure isn't true for me.
Oh, praise the Lord. Well, this is a very inspiring conversation, and I think it will be encouraging for a lot of people. And I am delighted to have met you over the phone. And who knows, someday we'll actually get to meet face to face, and that will be glorious.
Yes, I look forward to it.
So do you have any parting words or any special prayer requests you'd like to share?
Just a prayer request that, I can go forward with all these plans, because I do want to make this into a movie, and so people can see the story visually as well as read the words, and that other people will jump on board with it. That would be great.
Yes, from your mouth to God's ears, and may God provide all that you need, all of the resources,
thank
the money, the people, the production people, everything that you need to make it happen in Yeshua's name.
Yeshua's name.
Amen. And
thank
I wish you
so
many years of love and romance.
Thank you. You're cute.
I try, honey. I try.
Same.
All right. Well, thank you, Susan. This has been wonderful, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
All right.
Shalom for now.
Shalom.
Well, that was a lot of fun. That was my interview with Susan Salganik. And now, here's John Waller.
Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us and give us peace. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us and give us peace. Shalom, peace. For our sons, Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Lord, make our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha. V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.